Tom Ceritori with us. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulte.
You want to snap a six-game losing skid, you need your best players to do it, and I thought your best players did it.
Yeah, and power play got it done. And it was an interesting game, that's for sure, and an interesting game. The second period was, again, tough on us, and but I really thought the guys responded in the third, and obviously they did respond, so that was good to see.
Yeah, that the first 10 minutes of the second period, it looked like it was going south in a hurry for you guys, but you were able to, thankfully, stop the damage or the bleeding at only two goals there for the Wildcats.
I agree, Bess. It was... Again, you know what, and that's, you know what, Coach Peters always said, you know, there's nothing for the heart than a hard-fought victory, and that's how I look at it. And you know, you want to win a game like this. You don't want, you know, you don't want to win a game by two or three goals. You want to win a game like this that where, again, it was you know, our back was against the wall, and the guys responded.
The first goal you got was on the power play, and typically we see Ethan Somoza down low feed that cross ice looking for Owen, and instead it was vice versa. There was that a designed change by you guys? Or
no,
was
there was
just
a lane. There was just a lane there. There was a big lane there. So, I mean, it was just, you know, you could see, you could see the big lane. So you have to make that play. Actually, I think the play, did Rosie make it? Or did Owen make it? I think did
Owen.
Did Owen make it? Okay. Well, again, whoever made it, but there was a pretty big lane right there. And obviously, you know, Samoa's was in a good spot. And yeah, there was a little bit of blown coverage.
Hard to explain, I mean, in this game, really, Tommy. It's not like the power play has played horrible for you. They just weren't able to get the puck in the net. And tonight, you know, boy, almost could do no wrong on the power play.
Well, we're fourth in the country. So, I mean, we got a good power play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and I mean, so no, I mean, we've been pretty good. Hey, we started the year 0 for 11. I mean, so these guys.
Let's not remind everyone of that.
Oh, well.
Going into a bye week, you needed this in a big-time way, didn't
100%. You? 100%. You just got to put a smile on their face, and we got to regroup, and that's how I look at things.
Tom, we'll see you in Mankato in a couple weeks.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.